Well, the annual Uluru Camel Cup, just to change the tone, is one of the territory's most awarded attractions and brings tourists from all over Australia each year. But the outback novelty of the event hides a darker side. The race combines some of the biggest vulnerabilities for race fixing: a prize pool of tens of thousands of dollars and no official oversight. Now the ABC's background briefing program has uncovered allegations that last year's race was rigged and the race operators manipulated the result to benefit his family. Alex Mann reports.
All right, we're almost set for a start. The Iron Jack, Uluru Camel Cup.
The 2018 Uluru Camel Cup was Renee Jeffries' first experience of camel racing.
All six runners are here at the line.
We were just total newbies.
Starters are going to do fantastic work to get a nice even dispatch, and they're off and racing.
But as the races got underway, Renee grew concerned at how shambolic and poorly enforced the starts were.
The starts were never even. They were so uneven all day. Some were, you know, starting behind a fair bit, some were in front a fair bit. You know, we're talking sometimes up to a camel length here.
Renee had a lot at stake. The night before the race, she and a number of other volunteers had decided to form a betting syndicate. Betting on the Camel Cup is run through something called a Calcutta auction.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, bit of peace and quiet. It is a bit hard to hear up the back there.
Punters buy the camel they think will win for the duration of the race.
You will own this camel. You do not have to take it with you tomorrow afternoon because they will not let you on the plane with it.
Renee and her partners paid $1,550 for a camel called Ted.
You're all out. You're all gone. So,
if it won, they'd get a 50% share of the overall prize pool. In 2018, the prize pool was a record $33,000.
And it wasn't until the very last race of Ted's that got us, you know, got us quite angry. I remember videoing it, and I've watched back my video and I said, I can't believe this is so rigged. And that was the first moment that we were like, what's going on here?
Then, as Renee took a closer look, she noticed one man seemed to be doing nearly everything on race day. The auctioneer from the night before, Chris Hill, was also one of the camel handlers. On top of that, he was the one picking the rides for each jockey. Then, as another race started, Renee realised he was also the one shouting 3, 2, 1, go to start the races. With so much of other people's money invested in the result, Renee started getting worried.
It just wasn't right. It didn't sit right with any of us.
Then, in the final race, Chris Hill called a false start after Golden Nugget, the camel he was handling, failed to start. Drone footage of that race shows Chris Hill holding the camel back. When the race was rerun, the camel he was holding, Golden Nugget, won the race.
Everyone was booing it. Everyone was yelling, it's wrong.
It turns out Chris Hill's brother, Damien, was the one who made the winning bid on Golden Nugget. And as a result of the false start, Damien Hill's syndicate took home more than $16,000 in prize money. Would you have bought into the race if you'd known what you know now?
Never. Never. I think when you look back on it now, it was always planned which camel was going to win.
Following the race, a detailed complaint was made to the Northern Territory's Racing Commission that alleged that Chris Hill had fixed the race. Background Briefing has seen the complaint, and when we asked the Racing Commission what had been done in response, a spokesperson replied that camel racing was unregulated in the NT, and that any integrity issues should be handled by police. Chris and Damien Hill declined the ABC's requests for comment. In Queensland, where they also have outback camel races, the Racing Integrity Commissioner Ross Barnett was happy to talk.
I think the risks in any sporting contest where one person has control of many elements that can affect the outcome is pretty obvious.
While he wouldn't comment on the specifics of Chris Hill's race, Ross Barnett says that anywhere there's money in sport, there's a need for integrity measures and oversight.
We're trying to protect the people who bet on events to make sure that it's a level playing field, and that if a person bets on an event, they have an expectation that the animal they bet on will be allowed to run on its merits in a fair race. And anything that compromises that is not acceptable, obviously.
Until more integrity measures are introduced at the Uluru Camel Cup, Renee Jeffrey has one piece of advice for anyone planning on going.
We've probably just learned a really good lesson. Never buy a camel in a camel cup. That was our lesson in the end.
Beautiful comment. That's volunteer Renee Jeffrey, a self-confessed novice camel punter. Ending that report by RN's Alex Mann. And you can hear the whole story right now by searching for Background Briefing on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.